Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Five 35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is December the 2nd. And according to Facebook, and I'm going to trust them on this because Lord knows who am I to argue, right? According to Facebook, 13 years ago this very day, I took over the afternoon show here on News Radio WRVA full time. Now, I do know this because there are one or two things I recall. I had done a whole slew of fill-in prior to that. So that's why I always get confused. You know, did my relationship with WRVA begin on the day that it began, which would make this like, I don't know, 13 and a half or years or thereabouts, or almost 14 years, or does it begin on the day that it began full time? Like, was I dating the radio station? Was our Facebook status involved? Seeing others, not seeing others? It's complicated. I don't know. I just know it's been a long time. And here's the way I know that it has been a long time. And that is that when I first got here, and it would snow, which we're talking about for Friday morning, an inch of snow, and then a wintry mix, I would get outraged, livid, bat crap crazy about the fact that nobody plowed the roads, and nobody went here, and schools were closed for a week, and blah, 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 blah. And now, I've taken to heart the advice I got all those years ago, which was, Jeff, it's gonna melt. That is our official policy. It's gonna melt. So with that, there you have it. What else can I tell you, right? So a very happy 13 or 13 plus or almost 14 or whatever it is. And if you were listening 13 years ago when it began full time, honest to goodness, shoot me a note on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let me know what I was talking about. Because I don't honestly remember, and no, I don't keep notes. Have you ever seen my notes? They're like written on the back of napkins, for goodness sakes. The other thing is this, and we got to talk to my pal Laura Warisher. Do you remember the names of all the afternoon guys before me going back? Well, I mean, as far as you go back, because as we're celebrating the 100-year anniversary of News Radio WRVA, we're trying to put all this together. Now, I knew that I replaced Leland Conway, who replaced Doc Thompson, who replaced Michael Graham. And then before that, I don't know. So if you can help me out, I'd appreciate it. I mentioned to you Laura Warisher, and I'm messing up her last name because it's just so much easier to talk with Laura than it is to pronounce her last name. But she's one of the nicest, smartest women that I know, an amazing author, just a brilliant, brilliant lady. And I ran into her at this event a couple of weeks ago, and she told me about this new thing that she's been working on. And I thought, oh my gosh, everybody's got to know about this. So Laura, I welcome you to the program. It was great to see you a few weeks ago. And again, my apologies for continually messing up your lovely last name, whatever it might be.
Thanks, Jeff. No, it's no problem. You know what? I have come to embrace it.
All right. Well, you tell me how it's pronounced.
So I used to live in Kentucky, and when I lived in Kentucky, we would tell people it's not a dryer, it's a washer. and that's how you pronounce my last name. Here in Virginia, it doesn't work quite as well, but washer is how you pronounce it.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm just going to call you Laura because that just flows so much more naturally for me. Laura, remind everybody about what you've done, what you're doing, and then let's get into this new thing that you're doing, which I think is brilliant and everybody needs to be aware of.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate it. The last time that I was on your show, you were talking to me about my book that had just been released, and it has just been such a blessing to continue the conversation with folks about that and about the story that I shared then and to hear their stories. And since then, I've just become absolutely obsessed with stories and storytelling. I've written other books since then. It's only been a year, and I've got two other books now that I've written. I've also ghostwritten five or six others. I've done editing. I've done author coaching. And it is a passion that I'm like, I finally figured out at 40 what I was going to do with the rest of my life.
I love that. And I don't believe for a second that you're 40. I saw you the other day and I'm thinking, man, 25, 26, tops. And that's like, you know, that's like Fahrenheit versus centigrade. There's no way, but whatever. You've written two more books in the time since we spoke last. Goodness, you are an overachiever. What are those books about?
Well, one is called Compete with Deceit. It's about the lies that are in your head that are just not true, that are holding you back from believing the truth about yourself and about the world. And the other one that's going up for publication here pretty quick is called Dressed for Defense. And it's along a similar vein. You know, how do you prepare for the battles that we know we're going to face? Because if I can guarantee you anything in 2026, 2027, the rest of your life, you will face adversity. How are you preparing to defend yourself? So,
wow. Whoa, I'm looking forward to reading those then, Laura. Remind everybody then how they can get it. Is it just on Amazon or you got a better website to go to?
You can get them on Amazon. They are also on my website, beaconinsights.net.
Okay, well, let's send them to your website then, beaconinsights.net, beaconinsights.net. What sort of defense are you suggesting to people? How do they get prepped for that?
Well, I think it starts with knowing who you are. Mm-hmm. So, right, figure out the truth about who you are. And then it's a mindset thing. You know, what are you thinking about? The thoughts that you allow into your head are what is going to determine your actions. So if your mindset's not right, your actions just are not going to be right. Where are you going? Who you're surrounding yourself with? And I'm providing tools for all of these different things so that you can really understand better who you are, what you want to be about, so that way when the adversity comes, you're not wondering what you're going to do. You've already decided what you're going to do. You've decided how you're going to handle it, and it's good.
I love that. And Laura, that is one of those things. And it is great sage insight for everything that you're trying to do. It could be a social thing. I mean, it goes back to our friend Rob Chadwick, who talks about self-defense in the physical way as well. You need to be aware of these things. You have to work things through. The body's not able to do something that the mind has not already thought through.
No, it's so true. I'm actually doing some partnerships with a current boxer, as well as a current NBA player. And they talk to like defense in sports, defense physically, and I'm doing, you know, the mental defense. And it's all three, and you really need to practice all three of them.
The other thing, you're talking about who it is that you're with and developing who you want to be, right? Jim Rohn talked about that. You remember that, right? You're the product of the last five people you spent time with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So these are your stories, and we need to read them. We need to take a look at them. But your mission now seems to be helping other folks get their stories together. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, my first experience with book writing was actually several years ago. I helped my former boss write his book as a birthday gift And since then, you know, writing my own, and I've had people say, oh, man, I really liked how you helped your boss. How did you do that? Or how did you write your story? Or, man, I've got four books in my head. I have no clue how to get them on paper. You know, do I self-publish? Do I find a publisher? Do I find an agent? Just all of the questions.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Everybody has a story. Everybody does. And they matter. Because we matter. And I can tell you, I can't remember what's on my grocery list. I can't remember what time I'm supposed to be at my next meeting. But I remember the story about the single mom who's really trying to make Christmas happen for her kids. Like, that I remember.
Yeah.
And so I think stories are just such a way to connect, to heal, to bring community, to bring power into our lives. And so if I can play even a small part and helping people go from, I'm staring at a blank screen, but I've got a story inside of me, how do I get it out, to, I've got this book, and boy, I'm excited about it, and it's going to help so many people, then that's just my way of giving, not giving back, but of giving to the world and to these authors that just have these stories that need to be told.
Oh, absolutely. They've got to be told. And nobody better than Laura Warsher to help them tell them. If somebody is sitting here right now, they might be in their car. They might be cooking dinner going, hey, you tell them, Laura, I got 10 books in me. I got stories I got to share. Do they just sit down at the computer and start banging away? Or should they maybe reach out to somebody who's written a couple of books and help people write books, like, I don't know, like you, to get a little bit of help?
Well, you know, that's one of my favorite way to meet people. And I always say with the books that I write, the ones that I just sit down and I word vomit all over the place, I end up having to throw it all out and start again. And, you know, you've written some books yourself.
That's right.
There is a huge benefit to doing work before you start writing and to figure out what the end is before you write the beginning. It's just so, so, so helpful. And I love to do it. It's my passion. I'm happy to do it. So, again, on that website, beaconinsights.net, I have a writing coach page that you are absolutely welcome to check out the programs that I offer and how I'm able to help. And guess what? It's my company. It's my business. And I reserve the right to, you know, to change pricing structures and all like that at any given point. So please reach out if you see something on there that you find of interest. I'm willing to work with you. I love to make friends and tell stories.
Oh my gosh, Laura, this is so wonderful. I'm looking at the page right now, beaconinsights.net, beaconinsights.net, and there it is right there, coaching sessions. And you're right. If you have the story, you need to tell it. I totally agree with you 110%. And your story was one that that needed to be told. You've told it just beautifully and brilliantly. I've only read the first book. Now I got to go and get the other two. I didn't even, you know, like I said, an overachiever with you just churning out books for yourself. But I can't wait to read those as well. But I'm thinking here, Laura, now bear with me here, because I am thinking outside the box, but we're getting close to the Christmas season here, right? We got 23 days. If somebody were to reach out to you saying, look, I know this guy or my wife or my son or my cousin, I know they've got a book. Is there some way maybe I could sign them up for the coaching sessions or a book writing seminar with you, you know, to spitball with you as a gift? Is that something you might be open to?
Absolutely. I'm open to all the things.
Okay. Okay, so let's do that. Let me, if you don't mind, I'm going to share this on my social media because I want to make sure people check it out. But I think that you can give people a huge gift, Laura, and I know that you're all about that. And think about somebody else just printing out a beautiful, even a screenshot from beaconinsights.net that says, guess what? Mom and Dad have signed you up for a couple of coaching sessions because you got a story that needs to be told.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I love it. I love it. And it is legacy, and it's a way to use your story to help others. And so it is by you sharing your story, you are then giving something to somebody else who may be really, really searching for what it is that you have to share.
Absolutely. Well, Laura, I can't believe I'm out of time, but I so appreciate you being here. We're going to get this up. I'm going to share it on my social media. We'll get this little chat posted as well, and hopefully folks will be downloading and sharing it and reaching out to you to help create a very special Christmas gift for a lot of people around our community.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate it. You're amazing. You help so many people with their stories, and I'm so glad that you've helped me to share part of mine.
Well, you're a fine person, and I'm very happy to have you as part of the little family here. That is Laura Warsher, BeaconInsights.net. BeaconInsights.net. Think about it. You've got a story. Now, maybe you want to do this for yourself. You just want to reach out to Laura and say, okay, I'd like to tell my story. She's done a great job telling hers. Jonathan Cotton was her boss over at the Goodfeed store, and she helped him whip that book into shape, and it's a great read. She's somebody that is honest and forthright, and you might give it to yourself as a gift. You might think, hey, my buddy, I don't know, Tony needs a hand. He's got a story that's got to be told, or my grandma has her story, her legacy that needs to be shared. BeaconInsights.net. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.